This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. IBM reported profits this week. They still made a pile of money, but it was the 12th straight quarter, three straight years, in other words, of falling revenue. That said, they've got a plan, which Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, is here to tell me about. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so let's talk about IBM here for a minute, man.
Yes, it's an ancient company, Kai.
Yes, it has been around for a while.
But it wants to be much more than a hardware company, which is what we think of it as, right?
Yeah.
It wants to get into these new areas of cloud computing, data analytics, and it really has to do this if it wants to be an important company in 2015. So, Kai, I went down to IBM's Watson building in Manhattan this week, which is, you know, it's this weird glass building. There are no buttons in the elevators. It's very futuristic. You probably remember Watson from Jeopardy,
right? I did. Supercomputer, you bet.
Yeah.
Is there an actual Watson that you can look at?
No, because Watson, no.
I'm so underwhelmed.
So was I. But Watson is basically, as they say, in the cloud, which is a convenient way of saying, there's a bunch of boring, loud servers somewhere sitting in a room, blinking.
Fans are whirring.
Yeah, fans are whirring. So, but IBM wants Watson to not just deliver these answers in a Jeopardy game, for instance, but actually have a conversation with a person. They want it to be part of this phrase that they use a lot called cognitive computing.
Which means what? Because honestly, cognitive computing implies like thinking computers, which I'm not sure that's what, well, I don't want that anyway.
Not yet, at
not
least,
yet,
right?
Yeah.
So cognitive computing, I think of as the step before you get to artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Google Now, Apple Siri, Microsoft Cortana, these are all part of this idea. They're in this race to build a computer that can actually talk to you. You know, as we have a conversation person to person, you're really drawing on a ton of data and I'm drawing on a ton of data. There's this kind of two-way exchange of data we're having right now, Kai.
You make it sound so impersonal, Ben.
I'll tell you what.
Give me like a real life example. You went down to this building and clearly they showed you around or something, right?
They did show me around, and I have an example for you. I talked to this guy in the Watson building. His name is Steve Gold. He's a VP there. He says that IBM is excited about how Watson could deal with medical data in ways that could actually rival your doctor or your nurse in certain situations. Take a listen.
All right.
Medical information doubles every 3 years, and in 2020, it'll be doubling every 73 days. Your doctor's not going to be able to keep pace with that volume of information. But Watson has a voracious appetite. It reads and understands all of this information in context and becomes this assistant.
So best possible outcome, Kai, you know that five-page form you have to fill out every time you go to the doctor's office? It goes away.
Oh, and better yet,
imagine not having to wait in the actual doctor's office. You know how you've got to wait in the front office and then you go into the back room where you sit on that giant piece of paper. It's kind of awkward and you have to wait around. Imagine actually you're having a conversation with a computer during that time. And then the doctor comes in. Then there's a three-way conversation where you and the doctor and the computer,
which has all this context.
I'm saying it could be the future, Kai. And it actually could be really good for helping the doctor understand the full context of the patient and getting a good prognosis and a good way to a cure.
First, do no harm. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.